Okay, I was just mentioning earlier on, there's a thing called Shoegate has broken out of the Cannes Film Festival 2015. Will you hear this? There's reports coming in that security men were turning away ladies in their gowns who arrived at red carpet events in flat heels.
Yes, it happened at the screening of Amy. It also happened at the screening of Cate Blanchett's new film, Carol.
Okay, now we want to find out some more. So to find out some more about this, we have Rosalie McNeil, who is the editor of Image Magazine, on the line. She's just back from Cannes. She's just packed away her pumps. As she was on the red carpet for the movie, Carol. Rosie, how are you?
Hello.
I'm very well. How are you?
We're good. Tell us, firstly, is this a very strict dress code now for the red carpet?
You know, I don't know where all of this is coming from, because I certainly didn't experience it, and I didn't know of it. Nobody told me that there was high heels all the way. And I don't know how much of a difference it would have made. But at the same time, because most people are wearing high heels, to be fair, but it seems to be there was a couple of people turned away. Like I said, I didn't see it, but there was no kind of instruction. There was no literature to say this is what you need to wear when you're coming in. And actually, to be fair, there was a lot of women who could have worn flatter heels. They were struggling quite a bit
with the big heels.
Okay.
Well, I'm just wondering. Maybe they were asked to leave. It's not so much they were wearing not wearing high heels, but what they were wearing. They might have been wearing like slippers or our open toed sandals.
I don't know. It's amazing. Because I can't imagine, you know, being turned away. I mean, most of the ladies were wearing long black tie dresses, so you couldn't even see their shoes. You know, my own shoes were not that high. In fact, one of my friends calls them toothpicks. They're that small. But, you know, so I don't know if there were some kind of guys going around with little rulers measuring heels, but I doubt it. You know, I can't imagine that they were.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very glamorous affair, the whole thing in Cannes, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so glamorous. It's the most glamorous thing I've ever been at in my life and probably will ever be at again. It's very old school glam as well.
Okay.
It's not kind of like the US red carpet, where you get a bit of everything. It's very old school glamour,
right.
And it's, you know, it's all about the jewels and the dresses and the tuxes and all of that. I mean, it's very refined.
I saw a lot of pictures of some of the male stars. I was thinking of Colin Farrell. I think there was one of Ryan Reynolds, but everyone seems to be wearing tuxedos, very very well shaved, very well groomed, no crazy hipster stuff, and really really well lined tuxedos, no crazy suits. That seems to be what Cannes is all about, is it?
Absolutely. And I think that was the directive as well, was just, you know, straight up tuxedos with bow ties.
Okay.
So, and the boys wore those well. I have to say, they wore those very well.
When you get an invite to one of these A-list screenings, on the invite, which is presumably is written in 24-karat gold.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, and dipped as well. Does it tell you what you have, you can wear and what you can't wear, and if you can take photos or you can't, or when you should arrive? Do you get all of that?
Well, no. I mean, I was actually a guest of L'Oréal Paris, so they kind of looked after everything for me. Maybe they trusted me, I don't know, to not arrive in my civvies, but no, they didn't give me, you know, instructions or anything, but we did get a pack from the Festival of Cannes, giving us some instructions. And I mean, it was such a whirlwind, I didn't really get time to read it, but I did notice that there was a little no selfies rule on that.
Of course.
But there was nothing about the dress code.
What would you have done if you'd been turned away, if you'd been wearing flats?
Kicked up a storm, I would imagine. Like, I can't imagine it really happening. I mean, there were some people with some crazy outfits. Most of it is refined, because I mean the French are so classic in their style anyway, but I mean there were some crazy hairstyles. And I did see a lady in jeans and a top, so you know,
she got in
and I don't know how she got in if they were turning away people with flat shoes. And I also saw plenty of women with flat shoes too, so that can't really have been a massive rule that they were enforcing. And I think the festival director has come out and said it's not based on truth.
Maybe the ladies in flats that they were turning away were carrying their high heels in their other hand and were hammered.
Maybe they were turned away because they were hammered.
Now, people have been talking online about Cate Blanchett's not only her new movie, but more about the goona she was wearing. Some people saying it was a little bit not the best.
Was it revealing? Yeah. Was it? Or?
No, it was quite plain, I think. Is that what people were saying?
Yeah, it was quite classic, actually,
right.
but quite voluminous.
Voluptuous is good. I like that. Yeah.
Well, both. It was. I think it was Armani Prix TV.
Yeah.
And it was quite beautiful. It was quite stunning. Now, that was for the premiere for Carol that she was wearing, if that's the one that you're talking about.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, she looked amazing. Kate always looks amazing. And to be fair, she's one of the stars that really gives it something on the red carpet. She doesn't kind of go boring. She always makes it look different. And she dresses appropriately for her age as well. I think she knows how to kind of dress. Because it's all about style for her. It's not about necessarily an age group or... You know, she just knows how to rock it, I think.
Do you know when you afterwards, when you leave these events and you're hanging out up around the back end of Cannes and you're trying to get a burger in that, you know, have you bumped into many famous people over the few days? Like just sort of chilling out and walking around.
Not really. A few. I mean, I did kind of bump into Lily Donaldson, the model, and just in the hotel lobby.
Yeah.
And she was very kind of. Hair wet and had glasses on her, but still looked stunning.
Right.
And because I was working with the L'Oreal crew as well, we were hanging out a little bit with Eva Longoria.
Oh, wow. Was, okay.
Oh, name dropper.
As you do.
Look at you. Huh?
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah.
Exactly. But she herself actually had a couple of mishaps with high heels, I noticed. And on the same night, going to the same screening for Carol, she got caught in her dress. Because of her high heels, just before we were about to go on the red carpet, and had to get two assistants to help her.
To release her from her dress.
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
That's like a dream.
So that's one woman who needed flats, I think. Definitely.
Okay. What was the movie like in the end, though, by the way?
Just it was interesting. It was interesting. It's fairly heavy going, and it wasn't my favourite, but I know it's gotten some great reviews, but it wasn't personally my taste.
No.
But I think Rooney Mara is spectacular in it. She did a really, really good job, I have to say.
I know you were saying that they banned selfies. It was just they reckon that their red carpet would just go too crazy. You did take a little selfie, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
And you know what? I didn't really realise it was a serious rule.
Yeah.
So we took a little selfie on the red carpet. And then I kind of looked around and went, oh God, everyone is taking selfies. This is a little bit lame.
Right, that rule isn't applied.
So I stopped, but I also wanted to kind of just absorb the moment.
Okay.
And it's one of those kind of pinch yourself once in a lifetime situations. So you kind of got to lap that up. You can't look at that through the the lens. You just have to kind of enjoy that yourself.
Well, let's have a look at that selfie. Tweet it to us if you can.
Please.
At Column A2FM and we'll put it up.
Go wild.
Yeah, go wild. You might be banned next year, but hey. You mightn't be invited either.
I'm blaming you guys.
Listen, Rosie McNeil, good talking to you. Take care of yourself. All right,
Thanks.
See you now.